The following is a paid program, and the views expressed do not necessarily represent the opinions of the management of this station or PAML Broadcasting. It's time now to take a journey into getting healthier and living a life that feels better and functions better. It's time to maximize your health with Dr. Eric Ashburn.
Good morning. I'm Dr. Eric Ashburn. I'm your weekly health coach for Maximize Your Health Radio. And I'm excited. We have holidays coming up. We have lots of stuff going on. And the major thing, my focus in the show is helping people feel great and function better. So that's a primary thing, right? Feel great and function better. And I'm going to get into a few things now. I have no idea why it becomes an issue with people. You know, I'm going to talk slightly about politics, not really choosing a side, but slightly about politics. And I read this article about Robert F. Kennedy Jr., and he's leading the Make America Healthy Again Commission. And they released a report identifying four primary crises in children causing chronic disease. So I feel this is very important because kids should not be suffering. Adults tell kids how to eat. They tell kids how to discipline themselves. We get kids to focus on the right stuff. But he found out the four primary causes of chronic disease among children are related to poor diet, exposure to environmental chemicals, lack of physical activity, and over-medicalization. I feel it's pretty darn accurate, right? And I feel it's the same thing for adults. You know, when my kids, at times, they didn't really like me too much because they wanted the tasty food. They wanted the goldfish. They wanted, you know, all that bad food, which occasionally I let them have. I know I'm a bad doctor, but let them have it occasionally. But far too many people let their kids eat poorly all the time, giving into what the kid wants. And for the most part, kids want bad stuff. So if your kid had a choice between an apple or apple pie or apple donut, they're probably choosing the apple donut because that food has so many chemicals and has tons of fat and sugar in it. And our palate wants these things because inherently we're more in survival mode. We go back thousands of years. We just want more calories. We want more sugar, more fat, because that was good survival food. So we've really tricked the mindset of the average American consumer to feel that certain foods are better for them if they're just, you know, blindfolded and they're given pie or an apple. Apples are delicious, but in the state of mind we're in, we want the pie. And it's so cool because if you look at how animals eat, you know, if you see a cow, for instance, grazing in a field, if it has a stomach ache, it goes and eats a different plant to help it get over the stomach ache. If it has another infection, it eats something else because they have this natural innate intelligence that tells them what to do without even thinking about it. Problem is, we think about stuff more than we let the innate intelligence function in our body to tell us what to do. So I'm going to get into these facts about American children, but I'm in the context for adults because it affects every single one of us. In my top five things for maximize health, to have incredible health for children, ourselves, or whatever, the top five, they're very strongly linked to Robert F. Kennedy's top five from the study. And so the first thing, which is really number two with me, I'll get back to number one in a minute, but number two is nutrition or diet, poor diet. So we think often dieting or whatever. We don't want to die. Dieting isn't fun, but diet just means what we're eating. That's what we should be having. And poor diets are rampant in our society right now. Even if you eat pretty good, you still eat probably pretty bad a lot of the time too. We're supposed to get fruits, vegetables, grown organically, although we've never called it organic because a long time ago it was just grown naturally before chemicals or genetic modification. It was organic. So fruits, vegetables, clean proteins, fish swimming in an ocean that's unpolluted that we catch and eat, cows that grow in unsprayed grass, no chemicals, anything like that, that we catch. We don't have to catch a cow, they're not too fast, but we get the meat, we eat it, and also chickens, other things like that, in their natural environment, eating their natural diet. If we eat them, it's so important that we eat what the animal has eaten if it's healthy. So cows eat tons of grass. So essentially they're vegetarians. So I heard a bad joke, right? If you eat the meat, you're vegetarian through proxy. But anyway, cows, you know, red meat, it's something that's been raked across the coals. It's incredibly healthy for us as long as we eat the right kind of it. So if we eat right red meat, then we'll be much healthier. So diet is so important. And there's so many supplements, so many nutrients we need to add into our diet because we're so deficient in so many things, which I'm going to share a little bit later in the show, how to overcome nutrient deficiency, which in my mind is the number one cause of extra weight in your body, being obese, there's a direct link between nutrient deficiency and obesity. So the more nutrient deficient you are, the more obese you're going to be. You're going to crave more food. Your leptin, which controls your hunger, goes super high. And ultimately, you're going to want to just eat more food. And it doesn't matter what type of food, because your body wants nutrients. So diet, for me, I woke up today and I had bananas for breakfast because I like bananas. After that, I had eggs. So natural, organic, cage-free, free-roaming chickens producing eggs. I had eggs. I put it in Kerrygold butter, right? Now for lunch, I'm going to have another piece of fruit. Then I'm going to have some sort of protein, probably meat, steak, or ground beef from a grass-fed and grass-finished cow. So I'm not perfect all the time, but I try to keep it as close as I can. But if we eat this way, fruits, vegetables, and clean proteins, we're going to have far less diseases, far less problems. Remember, the study that I was talking about is chronic disease in American children. Children that already have chronic diseases. If that doesn't disturb you, then you need a reality check, because chronic disease kids overwhelm our medical system. And basically, they're getting drugs because they're not eating well and they're getting diseases that they should never have these medications. So fact of the matter is, it isn't a medication problem. It's a lack of eating properly and doing other things properly. So poor diet, so important. Exposure to environmental chemicals is the second thing. That's my third thing as far as being really healthy. Number two is nutrition. Number two is avoiding all the toxins, carcinogens that are so prevalent in our environment. I say this all the time, and it's kind of wild to most people. You know, I get used cars. People say, oh, financially, it's good. For me, it's more about the off-gassing. I also get used houses. I know that's a wild statement, but used houses, because there's so many chemicals in modern building that off-gas into the home the first few years, if not 5 years or so after you buy it. So buying a used house is super, super important, because a lot of these chemicals off-gas before you get in the home and breathe them all in. You got to be very careful with the stuff you put on the ground in your house, right? The rugs, the furniture, your mattress. That's my biggest thing. Your mattress, your sheets, your covers on your bed, because that's where you are most of your life. You need to make sure they're natural, organic, no chemicals, no pesticides, nothing like that. It's so important, because we're so over-chemicaled and there's so many diseases and cancers and stuff linked to that. We need to be very, very careful. Lack of physical activity. I love this. You know, imagine going back to 1890 and seeing some guy walking around, you know, thin, decent shape, looking good, and ask him what gym he goes to. It's a crazy statement, right? He doesn't go to a gym. He has no idea what a gym is. He'd say, oh, the gymnasium or something like that. They have no idea what a gym was, but they're very healthy. Their hormones are much healthier than ours are right now. They had far less toxicity, and I can't imagine how good they felt. So if you went back to 1890 and you could get into the mindset or into the body of someone who lived then, they probably felt tremendous. You know, we put it into context of how we feel. If we have pain due to arthritis, if we have inflammation, lack of mental clarity, our emotions are all, you know, altered. If we went back then, it would be very different. They'd be thinking much more clearly, have much less pain. They have much less issues. Sometimes they die because they didn't understand hygiene and other stuff like that. But if you had a body that was working the way it was designed, it was always healthier. So that's the biggest thing here, right? Working how it's designed. So I'm going to get into this quickly, because children and adults need to understand this. If your body's working more how it's designed, being fed what it was designed to eat, not having chemicals go into it, which cause damage to the function, getting good physical activity and lacking the medicalization, over-medicalization, then your body's going to be so much healthier. One other thing is, if you look at the body, this is my number one thing. So I mentioned two, nutrition, number three, toxicity, number four, physical activity, number five is everything else, like getting good sleep. It all ties into the first two, three, and four. But number one, you have to think about what controls everything. I'm going to put in a very, I think, easy to understand context. If you look at Christopher Reeves, the guy was pretty healthy. I mean, he played Superman. He's pretty well built, all that stuff. He ate organically. He had an organic garden at his home. But he broke his neck, and he no longer had the function going to his body, and his body could not work anymore. Developed disease, broke down, organs failed. He had many surgeries because the brain no longer can communicate with the body. So I talked about earlier in the show, innate intelligence. So innate intelligence is what your brain sends to your body to run every function in your body. We don't ever have to think about it. Your body knows how to do it as long as you're not interfering with it or causing toxicity to it. Your body will work phenomenally. Think about it. If you cut your arm, I cut my shin, right? I did. And then I hit the scab again like 4 or 5 days later and it started bleeding all over the place. So if you cut your leg, my leg's trying to heal. It's scabbed over. Your body knows how to heal it. You don't need to think about it. You don't need a Band-Aid. You don't need antibiotic ointment. You can put it on there, but you don't need these things. Your body knows what it's doing. So if I just died, don't want to do it, but if I just died 5 minutes ago and I was the same temperature, the same weight, looked exactly the same as I did 5 minutes before when I was living, and then I cut the same spot on my shin, it would no longer heal. The cut would remain open, and wouldn't scab over, and wouldn't do any of the processes that your body's innate intelligence knows how to do. So how does that happen? Right? So all the processes are still going on in your body, except the communication between your brain down to that area doesn't recognize that you've been hurt, doesn't put platelets and other things in the area to help it heal, doesn't scab over, and doesn't get better. So I'm going to tell you something. If you know anybody with diabetes, right? Diabetes, and they have diabetic neuropathy, and sometimes their feet don't heal, their lower legs don't heal. Sometimes they have to have toes amputated. Even I have a patient had feet and lower leg amputated due to diabetic neuropathy. Neuropathy means nerve pathology, right? Nerve pathology. So that pathology doesn't allow the messages from the brain to reach that lower level of your body, and it can no longer heal. So it really shines light in the fact that all healing comes from your brain through your spinal cord, through nerves from your spinal cord to run down your leg to your feet to allow your feet to heal. And that's how everything in your body works, heals, remains functioning. Your heart remains beating. Your kidneys filter your blood. Your livers detoxes your body. Your stomach knows how to digest protein versus fruit versus another type of food because your body has innate intelligence coming from your brain down to every organ. This concept, when I tell people in my office, it's like their eyes light up. They get excited because they realize their body can be healthier if they don't have any interference between their brain and their body. So real importantly, I want to talk about that. If you want your body to work well, people chase vitamins, they chase the newest health craze, peptides, detox, red light therapy, saunas, everything we're doing, which none of that's really bad, but I call certain things effective and certain things big movers. So the big movers in your body, the thing that coordinates all those things working is an innate intelligence coming from your brain through your spinal cord out through every cell in your body. So anyway, now imagine a child's born and during the birth process, 85% of the time, there's some level of damage between the brain, upper cervical spine, and the communication to the body. 85% of the time. I know what you're thinking, wait, it's a natural process. That shouldn't be what's going on. But we don't deliver babies the way we used to. We used to have a woman push the baby out. And if there's something drastically wrong, we'd help the process go better or pull the baby out so the baby can live. But it isn't the healthiest way for a baby to be delivered. When a baby's pushed out by a mother, the head compresses. That helps stimulate the brain. It drives the head into the shoulders, which helps put a curve in your neck, stimulate the function there. When we pull on the baby's head to pull the baby out, it elongates the spinal cord. It stretches out the upper part of your spine, spinal column, which is not elastic. So all the ligaments and tendons, they stretch out and remain stretched. And it creates irritated function up top where the brain meets the brain stem to the spinal cord. And the child can't function perfectly anymore. They may pass a test. They may go on and say, this kid's healthy. You have a nice kid, take him home. It's all great, right? But if I had my child and I handed my child to you and I said, he was just born and I wasn't confident in your ability to hold that kid, I'd say, please make sure you support the head and the neck because it's such a fragile area. Yet during birth, there's so much tugging and pulling. And that's not even including forceps or vacuum extraction, which does tons more damage to the child. So that child should be checked out to make sure the upper cervical spine is perfectly in place when they're born, or else you start seeing things develop like colic, all sorts of upper respiratory problems, asthma, you have infections, all these things that your medical doctors say, no, it's not true. They just need antibiotics. They just need drugs. But that kid is supposed to be functioning perfectly. So as they get older, right, it develops into more issues and there's more medications for them. And it's just a normal course of childhood. So normal. In fact, we if you don't do these things, people think you're odd. You know, people come to my office and they say, you know, my kid is sick. And it's, you know, it's because from school, they catch stuff from other kids. I mean, you get it, right? There's something going around. Your kids probably have the thing. And I say, no, I actually, my kids aren't sick right now. And they say, oh, you're really lucky they're not sick. And so I say, you know, that isn't really the right question to ask or statement to make. You know, it isn't about luck. It's about getting your body to function better so you don't have these issues, because we're not supposed to have these issues. So if you have any pressure, let's say you're working and your low back starts hurting and you say, oh man, I just developed a problem right then and there. Well, pain comes later. So if you have pain, that pain may have developed over time, and then you go to your doctor or you go over the counter, take a pain pill, whatever, but the pain isn't the problem. I've got to tell you that right now. Pain is never the problem. Pain is a signal alerting you to the fact there's something going wrong. So if you light in your dashboard, which I always bring up, if the light in your dashboard says, check your engine, the light in your dashboard is not the problem. Your engine's the problem. So you should go get that checked out to make sure that light in the dashboard can go away because you fixed the problem. So I often tell my patients, it's so important to look at an x-ray of your upper cervical spine, your neck, your spinal cord. There's normal positions it should be in. Everybody knows from the front should be perfectly straight. Right? No scoliosis, should be perfectly straight. And from the side, you should have curves. From the front, no curves. From the side, curves. If you don't have those positions, you're stretching, damaging, or irritating your spinal cord and nerves coming off. Eventually, that damage is going to lead to discs getting weaker, breaking down, herniating, causing massive pain. Then you need surgery. Or let's say you slip and fall and your disc herniates. That wouldn't normally happen unless it was weakened to begin with. So I tell people, it's so important to be checked out, have your family members checked out. I don't care if they ever get care anywhere, right? But have them checked out, because you can see what's going wrong with their body, get it right before they have disease that they need surgery or dangerous drugs for. So, you know, all the time, when I get people better, and we do re-x-rays. So when someone comes in my office, and if you've ever been to a chiropractor, I didn't use that word yet because people have a connotation with that word, but chiropractic is so beautiful if you understand how it works. People come to my office and I share this concept with them that I've been sharing with you, and their eyes light up. Then they want to see how their films look, how their spine looks on x-ray, because often you can't tell the position of your spine, what's causing it to break down, what's causing you to have pain. And we often say, oh, it's just pain. I can manage pain. I have a high threshold for pain. I hear that all the time. But we do films and you can see where it's out of position. You can see discs that are thinning out due to the fact your spine's out of position. You see bone spurs forming, trying to protect you. They're not random. Bone spurs form in areas trying to protect you, and how it's affecting your organs. A lot of digestive issues come from lower back problems. A lot of heart issues, respiratory tract issues come from that pain in the middle of your shoulders, lower neck. So there's so many issues that develop that we can get better if you get it done in time. So many people right now have digestive issues, reproductive issues. I had someone come in with uterine fibroids the other day. They had to have them taken out. They had to have hysterectomy. They had their ovaries removed because they thought their hormones are messed up. Medically, they felt that person was just put together wrong and it just failed. She asked the doctor why this stuff was happening to her, and he said, I don't know. Honestly, they said, I don't know, but we need to remove these organs or else it'll create more damage to you. She had her thyroid removed, and I looked at her spine. There was so much damage to the nerves that ran those organs that was the only reason why she had this disease. She should have never had it, but she let it go too long because no one ever told her the truth. So, you know, in my office, in my community, I do speak all over the place, try to bring this truth to people who are in my community. I don't want them to suffer unnecessarily due to the fact they're taught wrong. And for you guys, I'm going to open up 5 appointments this week. And I do this every week, but 5 appointments for anybody listening right now and saying, I have issues. You know, I have issues. I'm tingling in my hands, numbness going down my arm. I have, down my feet, my legs. I have digestive problems. You know, I have thyroid issues. My metabolism's all messed up. And you don't know why. You go to your doctor to say, I don't know why they keep giving you medication, and you want to try to be healthier, you know, give us a call. For the first 5 people who call, I'm going to do our entire exam process completely free. And I do this every week because I want people to have an understanding how to be healthier. And if we can see what's going on, and if it's correctable, I'll talk to you about that in detail so you can understand your problem better and understand the process of getting better so you don't have to suffer or struggle anymore. Well, everybody I talk to is struggling with something. They have a pain, a problem, and they feel they just got to deal with the pain or the medication will help fix it. And medication never helps correct the problem. Once again, it covers up the light in your dashboard, lets you keep driving until the problem gets worse. So give us a call. The phone number is 845-896-1200. That's 845-896-1200. We'll get back to you on Monday. We'll give you a call. I promise you. If you're the first five callers, we'll get back to you. We'll set up a time for you to come in, go through the entire exam process. We'll sit down and talk, you and I, and we'll go over how to be healthier and how to get your body working better and functioning better and living longer. I'll go over all the information with you if that's a possibility. If you're beyond five callers, we'll still get back to you. We'll set up it's $150 for the appointment normally. And I feel it's an extremely fair price for being healthy, getting your health back. So if you want to come in, it's 845-896-1200. The first five people do the whole process for free. And I'd be more than happy to go over everything with you and show you how to be healthy and how to be on top of your... So earlier in the show, I was talking about the holidays are coming up faster than many people care to have happen. I know so many people that love the beach, but they train themselves to feel like they don't love the beach because they don't want to be on the beach looking how they look. And that's bad. You ever notice the people that are in really good shape are always in a bikini, are always in, you know, swim trunks, you know, at the beach. They're always walking around, you know, in a sense, sort of flaunting or just free to walk around without their shirt on, you know, or in a bathing suit, where so many people don't want to be at the beach because they feel uncomfortable in their bodies. So I was doing research because I love trying to dig into the human condition, right? Why do we have psychological issues related to how we look and how we feel and, you know, how much weight we have in our body? And so I was looking through research and I found information sharing some real interesting stuff. And it was about a micronutrient deficiency in obesity. And it turns out it's one of the biggest factors that exists for why people hold on to weight. I had this woman in my office last week, and I was taking care of patients, and I looked across the office to my waiting room, and she's sitting there, and her hair was covering her face, so I had no idea who it was. She was sitting there, and I'm like, my gosh, that woman is in incredible shape. Her arms were really lean. Her muscles were all showing. Some people might not want that, but her muscles were all showing. Her waist was sucked in. She was in incredible shape. She looked like a fitness model, honestly. I couldn't see her face, but her body looked like a fitness model. And then she moved, and I realized it was one of our weight loss people. She was a client of mine, and she didn't look like that the last time I saw her. She's about 30 to 50 pounds heavier. But over that time, she lost weight and she got leaner, and it was strictly, the only thing that changed her life was the eating protocol that we had her on. So she was eating differently. She was just simply eating differently, exercising exactly the same, and the weight fell off of her. And as a matter of fact, we did a body composition analysis on her, and she actually put on a couple pounds because she put on lean muscle and lost fat. I love when that happens. We get people's hormones working so well that they put on a few pounds, they lose weight, they lose fat, but they put on weight in a sense because they put on muscle, and they look so much healthier. I tell people all the time, if they lose weight the wrong way, the body looks exactly the same, just smaller. So if you have more weight around your midsection, around your butt, your gut, you have the same build, but you just get smaller. Women, you lose your bust size, your breasts shrink, you lose fat in areas, you put fat in other areas, you recomposition your body negatively, those scales down, but you don't look healthy. So it's so important to have your health. So your health, getting your body back to being leaner because you're healthier is so important. Now, she lost 30 to 50 pounds in about 50 days. So that is wild if you think about it, in 50 days. So that's what, not even 2 months, she lost that much weight. So many people come in and say, I lost 13 pounds. I say, that's great. It's always great to lose weight. I did it over 9 months. Okay, that's good. I'm happy for you. But when you lose weight that quickly, you know, in our office, when you lose weight quickly, because you really take the micronutrients that you're deficient in, we have technology that really plugs them back in. We find out exactly where your deficiencies lie. You plug it in and weight falls off. Your body does not want to hold on to that weight, you know, if it's working well. So basically, this study said obese individuals are frequently deficient in vitamin D, magnesium, iron, zinc, chromium, and B vitamins. And all of them are responsible for regulating your metabolism and insulin sensitivity. guess what all the drugs are doing? They're trying to regulate your insulin sensitivity, but they're doing it artificially. If you simply plug in the proper nutrients your body should have in it, all that stuff regulates properly and the weight wants to fall off of you. So they said in this research, as a matter of fact, the more obese you are, the more deficient you are in certain nutrients. And it's different for everybody. Everybody has different nutrient profiles, but you're definitely deficient in specific nutrients. So the most interesting thing we do, I feel it's so cool because I did the protocol and I lost tons of weight and I eat clean all the time. I didn't think it would be possible to lose the weight. We figure out exactly what you're deficient in with very specific technology. So it really creates a blueprint of how your body's working, and it tells you the exact nutrients you're deficient in and exactly which supplement will plug it in best into your body to normalize your levels so everything's nice and good. So when you have those levels normalized, weight wants to fall off of you. We have usually husbands and wives that come in to do the protocol, and only one of them will really do the protocol. Another one would just follow what they're doing. So they never did the scan. They never had the testing done. They never had the supplements given to them that they need, and they lose a number of pounds, but then they stop losing weight and their spouse would continue losing weight despite eating the same exact food. So it's really wild. I love these sort of studies that we do. They're eating the same exact food, and the spouse that's doing the protocol and had all the information revealed to them, they keep losing weight to get leaner and healthier, whereas the other spouse doesn't keep losing the weight because their body cannot lose weight, because if they lose more nutrients in their body will get sicker. So it's so cool. I love it, you know, to figure out how people are holding on to weight. And then when they come in, I see it dropping on them so quickly. It's so exciting to see that. And I love celebrating with them. I went over, I told her how great she looks, how great she's doing. And I could tell, she said, I feel great. She did other protocols before, never felt good. She said, I feel great. And that's phenomenal. So if you want an opportunity to come in and try to figure out how to lose the weight, how to figure out where you're nutrient deficient, if you're holding on extra weight, this could be the key for you. Give us a call. It's 845-897-5677. We'll get back to you Monday. We'll set up a time. We'll do the whole thing for free and try to get healthier. But it's 845-897-5677 or go to HudsonValleyWeightLoss.com. Guys, God bless you. I love y'all. Hope you have a great week. And I'll be back with you next week for more Maximize Your Health Radio.
And you've been listening to Maximize Your Health with Dr. Eric Ashburn. To hear this show again or to recommend it to your friends, visit the podcast page at WHUD.com. Tune in again next Sunday at 7 a.m. for another edition of Maximize Your Health with Dr. Eric Ashburn, right here on 100.7 WHUD.